Scarlet, written by Conlisa and read by Eos Rose. They say that kid got killed by the boogeyman, but that can't quite be true. No, no it isn't. Uichi Hiroki shakes his head, soft brown bangs falling into big brown eyes, earnest and knowing and shining. There is no fog, there is no confusion, there is no doubt in his head. That can't quite be true. Oh? Nishikido Yo blinks and leans close to Hiroki, so close that Hiroki can smell him. Yo smells like roses. Why is that, Hiroki? Hiroki breathes it in, heady and addicting, the smell of metallic roses, gilded red, like the melted icing that's dried on his hands. Because Yotan's the boogeyman, Hiroki replies, all honest words and blank eyes. And Yotan's always here, so Yotan can't have gone and left me to be with someone else. There is a pause, and strong arms wrap around him, soft lips kiss his neck. That's right, Hiroki, Yo says softly, his breath tickling Hiroki's cheek. That's right. Hiroki smiles and relaxes into the embrace. Yo smiles. Yotan is always here. Always. Hiroki is 17. Hiroki meets Yo when Hiroki is 10. There is no flash of light, no mystic shadow that hides the sun. There is simply Yo, dressed in black and white, a hat pulled over his eyes, and a smile. Yo first comes when Hiroki's puppy dies. Leon Chan is there, and then he isn't. And Hiroki doesn't understand. All he remembers is the roses that melt in his hands when he cradles Leon Chan's body, and Yo crouching beside him. Mind you hide the scissors, Hiroki. Yo whispers in his ear, and Hiroki blinks. You can't have Mama finding them lying around like that. Hiroki lays Leon Chan down and picks up the gleaming silver blades. He washes them off in the kitchen sink and puts them back where he finds them. Yo helps bury Leon Chan in the backyard. But Yo can't help with the rose petals that have melted all over his clothes. Mama screams and hides from him, and Hiroki doesn't understand. When he wakes up in an all-white room, he cries and cries and cries. Yo comes to find him. It's okay, Hiroki. Sweet words in a soft voice, a hand stroking his hair, and Uichi Hiroki falls asleep in a padded room, his home for the next 5 years. He falls asleep dreaming of songbirds and dragonflies, and breathes in deep. Yotan smells like metal roses. Life is dull and antiseptic. White, white, white. Hiroki hits the walls in his room and screams and screams and screams. Sleep comes when the nurses arrive with the needles. Silvery quick and a soft warm bed, and before he falls into darkness, there are always those dark eyes and that white smile. It's okay, Hiroki. Yotan will get you out. We'll just pretend I'm not here, okay? Hiroki cries in his dreams and clings to his protector. It's okay, Hiroki. It's all right. I'll get you out, and then I'll come back again, okay? Yotan always keeps his promises. The doctors tell Hiroki he's safe now. The world is a brilliant, dazzling place, and Hiroki drinks in the colors along with his pills. Yotan is nowhere to be seen. Hiroki never went to school, but he realizes he is brilliant. It's the pills that keep Yotan away. Their reunion, Hiroki decides, should be very special. Faintly, Hiroki remembers the scent of roses. Roses it is, he tells himself, and goes to get some. When Yo comes back, Hiroki greets him with arms laden. Yo smiles. Hiroki missed his Yotan, Hiroki announces, with all the innocence of a child. I brought you roses, Do you like them? Yo smiles at the pretty girl in the uniform, cradled in Hiroki's arms. Yes, I do, Hiroki, Yo finally admits, reaching out to touch soft hair, to close on seeing eyes. I like the roses very much. Hiroki beams proudly. I'm glad. Hiroki is 16, sweet 16, and Yo decides they should do something about it. No, no, Hiroki moans, wrapping his arms around his Yo. I don't want to. I don't want to. Yo pauses and lets Hiroki hug him. When Mama comes into Hiroki's room, Hiroki is wrapped around a pillow, murmuring words she can't understand. Hiroki fights with his Mama one day. He locks himself in his room and cries, and Yo's words drape around him like a blanket. It's okay, Hiroki. I'll make everything okay. I'll bring you roses to cheer you up. Hiroki wipes his eyes with the back of his hands and nods. Yo-ten always keeps his promises. Yo comes back with Hiroki's Mama, all silent and peaceful and no longer angry. She is covered in roses. The police come looking for Yo. Hiroki screams and lets himself be taken away instead. I'll come find you. Hiroki nods and quiets. I'll bring Hiroki roses. There is a dying boy in the clinic. There is a panic. Nobody notices when Hiroki looks inside. There is a pretty boy there, wearing a necklace of roses, the petals melting and dripping like the icing on a cake. Hiroki sits in front of him and stares and stares and stares. Hello, Hiroki. Hiroki turns his head. Yo is crouching beside him, dressed in black and white, a hat pulled over his eyes, and bearing a smile. I told you I'd bring you roses. Hiroki smiles and throws his arms around Yo, breathing in the scent of flowers. A nurse screams when she finds Hiroki clutching at a dead body and laughing, but Hiroki doesn't notice. Hiroki doesn't care. Yo-ten always keeps his promises. The end.